This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for another edition of Good Day Health. This hour will be put together by the offices of Dr. Ken Cronus. His offices actually are in his mind. Ken's been associated with the Good Day program for decades. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. It is a place for you to go, whether you're in Florida or elsewhere around the country and even around the world, if you're interested in preventative cardiology. That is, don't wait until it's too late. Ken is all about the research, all about helping people, and you can connect with him and his office at any time by dialing 352-735-1400. Ken spends a good deal of time researching what a lot of the work is being reported on in the various journals, medical journals, et cetera, et cetera. So we touch on those during the course of this next hour, starting with the update on COVID and what impact it had on Americans, and is it still having, it certainly isn't having the same impact, but it still seems to be around, and I think we've talked about this, Ken, that it probably will never go away.
And it's probably affected over three quarters of us. This is a report this week from your CDC, and this is their tally of data up through the year 2022. And what they report this week, Doug, is that while little more than half of American adults think they've had COVID-19, the reality is that through 2022, 77.5% have actually been infected at least once. And that's what this new government data shows. The CDC has released final estimates for people ages 16 and up for the year 2022.
So what is, let's talk about playing this out a little bit further, the RSV component here, and whether or not, because I think we've all seen the information about a new, yet another form of COVID, and whether or not we'll be urged to get shots against.
This is not COVID. This is a different virus. Respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. And the reason why this is on the tip of your tongue is because the FDA has recently approved a new vaccine for adults over 60. And this has been thought of by many to be a virus that only affects infants. But actually, there are some adults who do get this and can get quite sick from it. And the news why it's on your tip of your tongue is because the FDA has approved this new vaccine. And whether you as an individual need this vaccine, you know, this is a talk with your own doctor. This needs to be made on a case-by-case basis.
All right. So then let's, as much as I abhor in July thinking about the fall, there will be a lot of people that will be wondering and looking for your expertise when it comes to vaccines. You always advise the flu vaccine is important. But I've seen in many different forms advice on various vaccines for fall. So what do we need to know? Who should get flu shots? Who should get COVID shots? Who should get, as you just suggested, the RSV vaccines? How do we line these up?
A lot of this is individual decision making, and this is why you need a good private physician to who knows you well and knows your situation, because it's really not one size fits all. Probably the flu vaccine is the easiest because, you know, my humble opinion is unless you're allergic to the flu vaccine, get the flu vaccine.
How do you know if you're allergic to it until after you take it, until it's too late?
Well, fortunately, that's extremely rare.
Yeah.
So and you don't. And that's why, you know, you want to be given it in a place where they're, if you won the lottery, they're prepared to deal with it. And fortunately, that is extremely rare. And so I get one every year, We know that it'll lower your risk of having a heart attack. People who get flu are at higher risk of dying from a heart attack, getting a heart attack, and being quite ill. And, you know, you have other underlying illnesses. It's a definite, but, you know, I just in general think it's a good idea. With regards to the COVID-19 vaccine, that's going to be a moving target. And, you know, what we say, we're recording this in July 2023, and what we say now could change as this unpredictable virus changes. But right now, the thought is people with the classic, by now they're classic after a few years, risk factors for getting first severe COVID, those who are immunocompromised, and also the elderly. You know, and where you draw that cut line depends on your opinion. You know, is it over 65, 70, 75? And I think this is where you need to talk to your physician, and we can't give one size fits all. And then RSV, you know, sounds, the indication I think sounds a bit similar to COVID-19, but again, you know, don't ask me to give out individual information to everybody, because that it's practicing medicine and the answers are different. They're not the same. And this is where you need individual recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the man. If we can get a warning out, or if we can get people to think about it, at least they get started and then we go from there. Speaking of warnings, remember those commercials for Ozempic? I'm not doing a great job singing the jingle, but there's some news around that that Ken will get to in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation for everybody listening right now to get on board and win a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. Yep, free, F-R-E-E, free. Be one of the first 10 callers right now. Dial up 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684. And you, too, can take a neat trip for a couple of free nights in a great place in Las Vegas. All you have to do, it's not a contest, really. It's just an offer. I've teamed up with 541 Travels to give away to anybody who wants to give away two free nights in Las Vegas. And you're going to say, well, it's got to be a hitch. I don't know how I can misinterpret two free nights, but you figure it out. Talk to them at 800-419-3684. There's no purchase necessary. There's nothing except picking up the phone and calling that number. Help yourself. Two free nights in Vegas, 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684. And as they say, operators are standing by.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back here with not so much hidden deep secrets, but important information that Ken has researched from the various journals of medicine to pass along to you so that you have an understanding in the generic sense of what it is that you need to be careful about. And I see some anesthesiologists are warning people not to take Ozempic, which is one of the most highly advertised drugs in the world today. Why would that be, Ken?
Well, they're not warning them not to take it. It's just around if they need an operation, they need some warnings about stopping it. And the trendy weight loss drug Ozempic or Wegovy could be dangerous for a patient undergoing anesthesia for an operation.
Mm-hmm.
The substance, semaglutide, and I haven't seen in 40 years of being a physician such a popular new drug ever. It's been branded as Ozempic, the diabetes form of it, and the form for losing weight, Wegovy, and other
drugs. It's the same thing, right?
It's the same substance, just in different doses. And the Wegovy is the one if you're not diabetic and you want to lose weight, and the FDA has approved it for a BMI of 27 or higher with associated risk factor for heart
body
disease.
Body mass index, BMI.
Or BMI just above 30, which means you're obese. And it's been approved by the FDA for preventing the first heart attack. So it was handed to the preventive cardiologist, myself, for prescription, and not the endocrinologist. And because as Ozempic, in a higher dose, semaglutide was originally approved as a drug for diabetes. And it can be given if you're not diabetic for weight loss in the form called Wegovy. But it's basically the same substance in different doses. The substance is semaglutide. And other drugs of this new class, they're called, it's a mouthful, GLP-1 receptor agonists. They work on this receptor as a hormone that is naturally produced by the brain when you're supposed to stop eating after you've eaten, and it works in the GI tract to make you feel full. So this class of drugs known as GLP-1 receptor agonists, remember this term, you're going to be hearing a ton of it for the next few decades, because this class of drugs is only going to get much bigger. You know, we use the word statins, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers as families of drugs. Well, this GLP-1 receptor agonist, welcome to the universe, and you're going to hear this so much. What it does is it causes digestion to slow down, which decreases hunger and reduces how much people eat. That food left in the stomach, Doug, increases the risk you will vomit while under anesthesia. So the American Society of Anesthesiologists is recommending that people on any of these GLP-1 agonists, like Ozempic, stop taking it prior to surgery. You've got to stop it at least a week in advance. These drugs are usually given weekly if you're taking the once-a-week dose. If you're taking an oral pill form of one of the drugs in this class, you want to stop. You don't want to take it the morning of surgery. This is why anesthesiologists are so strong on making sure you haven't eaten before surgery, because when you're put to sleep, you can vomit. These contents are thrown up, and then you can breathe them right into your lungs, get serious pneumonia, and actually suffocate.
All right, I'm sure this conversation is going to show up on our Good Day Health podcast. You can get Dr. Ken with various treatments on various items that are of import to you and other people listening every week. If you don't hear the whole program, get the podcast, get the download. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where it'll show up. Coming up on 21 After the Hour on Good Day Health, more from Dr. Ken. As a matter of fact, a surprising brain boost. That'll be what we talk about next year on Good Day Health.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
After the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen, the weekly Good Day Health program from Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. His office is down in Maduro, Florida, a suburb, a wildly popular, very, it's like Pleasantville down there. It's like a town that time forgot, cute, warm, and Lake Cardiology is on the lake. Why they call it Lake Cardiology, or Ken calls it that. So here we are with some news about your brain. You always have all kinds of different bits and pieces of things to help you take care of your brain. It's very important. It's crucial. So what's the latest in that department, Ken?
So we're talking about brushing teeth, right?
Apparently.
This comes out of the medical journal this week, Neurology. Doug, that brushing your teeth boosts the brain by helping to reduce the risk of dementia. People with good dental hygiene have more neurons in the hippocampus, and the hippocampus is part of the brain that plays a role in memory. Gum disease and tooth loss, they're linked with less gray matter and declining mental health. So regular visits to the dentist may help prevent Alzheimer's. I know you're always wondering how you can put off, delay your Alzheimer's. Well, get a good dentist and a good toothbrush. Learn how to brush your teeth. And by this study in neurology this week, shows us that we can delay Alzheimer's.
So under the circumstances, we've talked about various ways of helping your brain. And also, we've talked often over the years about our gum health, how important that is, your teeth, the roots, taking care of, brushing, oral hygiene, rinsing out your mouth with things that will get rid of the particles and whatever there may be that's stuck between your teeth, all of that stuff. You don't realize it, but it all sort of compiles together to affect your overall health. The plaque that's there, we talk about that too, and what happens if you don't clean your teeth, the plaque that's there get into your system, and that causes cardiological problems as well, right?
Absolutely. That inflammation, excess inflammation, which is a common theme of so much illness in the body, is what builds up in the gums. And by practicing good dental hygiene, you get rid of this source, these pockets of excess inflammation that spread and destroy the entire body.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, a word to the wise is sufficient. Here's something that's from your favorite wheelhouse of what not to do. The complications that come for marijuana users when it comes to surgery. So what's the latest there?
More recommendations around surgery. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, fondly called JAMA, the surgery edition this week. And we learned, Doug, that smoking too much marijuana increases major health risks around elective surgeries. The complications include such things as blood clots, stroke, kidney issues, and even death.
So the definition that people will desire is how much is too much. You use the term smoking too much. How much is too much?
Well, if you can't stop, that's clearly an addiction. That's way too much. In between that is if you stop and you're able to stop, but you have symptoms of stopping, like you just feel a huge appetite, you feel irritable, you know, all of the responses that people get from smoking too much. If you have any of those symptoms, when you're able to stop, that's also too much.
Got it. Okay. Coming up next, as we have another half hour with Dr. Ken, intermittent fasting. Is that going to work to help you lose weight? We're talking a lot about BMI, as we usually do, because that does affect your health and well-being. So stick around for that as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is continuing her travels in Beijing in efforts to smooth the relationship between the United States and China.
Let me be clear that while the U.S. has differences with the Chinese government, these are not disagreements with the Chinese people. In fact, we're proud to have millions of Chinese immigrants in the United States who enrich our communities.
Tim Berg, USA News. A Maryland teenager remains in custody as police investigate last weekend's deadly mass shooting in South Baltimore. The 17-year-old boy faces firearms and reckless endangerment charges and has not been charged with shooting anyone. Two people were killed and 28 were injured at the South Baltimore block party, and three victims remain hospitalized in fair condition. Tim Berg, USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The risk that the risk for chronic reflux. Now, men and women have this. I have it when I have too much gluten. The reflux, acid reflux, and that sort of thing. So how is that connected to hormone replacement therapy? This seems rather complicated, is it?
It is. It's going to take me a little time to explain.
Yeah,
so this is out of the medical journal Menopause at the end of June. And what we know, Doug, is that some women take hormone replacement therapy to combat the hot flashes and night sweats that accompany menopause. But the hormone therapy may actually increase a woman's risk for developing heartburn. Women who take or have ever taken hormones are at greater risk for developing so-called GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is marked by heartburn, difficulty swallowing, and even chest pain. At-risk women, Doug, include those who are obese, smoke, have moderate to high alcohol consumption, and lack regular physical activity. So the hormones may weaken the lower sphincter or muscle that connects the esophagus, that's the feeding tube, with the stomach, which allows acid easy access to get back up the food pipe. And estrogen also may increase the stomach's acid production ability. So this seems like another concern that women need to factor in when they think about whether and how much hormones they should be taking after the menopause. We know from prior studies that excessive hormones after the menopause can actually do great harms, cause stroke, heart attacks, blood clots, a lot of nasty things. It's been recently, more recently felt that brief, short courses of low-dose hormones are okay, but there's now this added issue that if you're at risk for getting GERD, you have to be even more careful.
All right. So then let's translate that to men in terms of hormone therapy, because it may not be the same hormone therapy, but men take things, testosterone and the like, I guess steroids to a point. Is that going to have... is that going to affect those of us who have reflux?
Well, we need to apply for a grant and do the study. This study did not look at that at all. It looks
no.
Specific.
I wondered what your gut, if you'll pardon the pun, told you, though, about
no, some of this stuff. I, you know, I think it would be interesting to future studies. I think we'll show that. I think the main thing that will predict a GERD is what I said, obesity, smoking, having moderate to high alcohol consumption, and lack of regular physical activity. And those are really the risk factors that all of us have to be concerned about. And also just eating too close to going to bed. That definitely is a risk factor.
Okay.
3 hours before you go to bed, you should try to stop eating.
One of the things we talk about frequently here, weight, what you do about your weight, body mass index, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I know you saw something, and I saw it as well, about the impact of intermittent fasting and how that might work. Those people who are conscious of their calories, you know, you go to the restaurants now and you see on the menu how many calories this piece. I was in a restaurant the other day and I had a lobster salad and it was 360 calories or something like that. But yeah, I guess it's good if you keep that stuff in your mind. I don't necessarily. If you decide not to eat, which is, you know, another word for fasting, isn't it? Do you fast for a couple of days? If is fasting described as something that maybe you skip a couple of meals? What is fasting really, and how does it work in terms of losing weight? Is it reliable?
Well, there's been a recent review, and I think that's what you've been looking at, a systematic review of about 40 studies, mm-hmm. and it found that intermittent fasting actually was effective for weight loss, with typical loss of 7 to 11 pounds over 10 weeks. But there was a lot of variability in this study in terms of the results, how they define fasting. And I would talk to your doctor about this and, you know, not necessarily do it on your own. There's a lot of different ways to do this. Alternate day fasting, whole day fasting, time restricted feeding, which is most common, where people have their meals between 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. with mm-hmm. fasting during the remaining hours of the day. But, you know, don't pull your own teeth. If you want to do this, and I just gave you three big different ways that it's done, you know, I would really do this after talking to your physician on a personal basis, and don't hurt yourself.
I always love it when you say, make reference to don't pull your own teeth. And I visualize getting a pair of pliers out or wrapping a string around the tooth that's bothering you and then jumping off of a chair. That's how people used to do that sort of
thing.
True. The dentist was also the barber, right? The old days, you go to the barber shop, you get your teeth fixed and a haircut at the same time. The barber literally took a pair of pliers and you point out what tooth is bothering you and the pliers would be applied and yank a doodle and the tooth is gone. See you later.
The good old days.
You have such a wry sense of humor. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Good day. Speaking of losing weight, why not remind folks about Calotren, Calotren. They started this, doctor and his nurses came up with this drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product in 1997. And it's been going gangbusters till it's become an international sensation now, 26 years later. Supported hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in their journey to better health by losing weight, which again is something we talk about a good deal of time. I am grateful to have them as a supporter of our programs, and you, I'm sure, are grateful once you get onto this program as to how well it works. It's not an immediate fix. It's not an end-all and a be-all. It's support for weight loss. You can find many people telling many great stories. If you go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com, see the stuff that dreams are made of, having a body that you can be proud of. And you have to first think that you don't like your body. If you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, great. If you don't mind or it's not a priority, then this isn't for you. But if you are concerned and you want to, there's a lot of different stuff out there and different ways to lose weight, but very few successfully help you keep the weight off, and that's where Calitrin comes in. So check it out at toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Spend a little time there. Maybe align yourself with one of their counselors and see how you can be successful given your personality, given your body type. All that stuff comes into play. Click on toploss.com, and when you are finished and you want to buy, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping and access to all the great summer buys, because there are summer specials right now to get on it and lose the weight and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Capel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I thought this was interesting, the link of temperatures to how you see. You know, I recently had, we've talked about this, we actually had Dr. Benjamin on this program, fellow who did my eyes, took the cornea out and cataracts and stuff and replaced it with new lenses so that I can see without glasses at all. And I know that a lot of people at this time of year, especially as hot as it is, Ken, and I wonder, maybe there's two messages here, the heat and what it does to our bodies, but more specifically, what it does to your eyes. And I wonder why the heat, maybe it's obvious why heat would affect your vision, but, you know, people have questions about why they get dizzy when it's hot. And doesn't that have a connection either to your eyes or your inner eustachian tube? I suppose, you know, isn't that the point where dizziness begins?
I'm aware of the study that you're talking about, but I was a little bit concerned about the quality and reliability of this study.
Really?
And, yeah, and I, you know, I was just wondering if it's kind of, you know, getting out of good science and trying to make other points, but... There is this report.
That is this about global warming? Is this another angle to get people yanked up about global warming?
It seemed that way to me when I read the quality of this study, and that's why I didn't include it.
Well, every once in a while I like to throw you a curveball, but I do think that it is important to note that the agendas that people have are so, it's political, it becomes environmental, it becomes ethical, it becomes physical. Everything's linked to these people grinding on this stuff. And, there's a lot of question about whether it's legitimate, especially when you study the Earth's axis, AXIS, and how that's changed in the
United States. If you look into the details of the report, I think their conclusions get a little bit ahead of the data, and they even admit it, you know, that more study is needed to confirm these ideas. But, you know, and I'm just thinking that this may be, you know, trying to make points outside of good science.
Okay. There's a study that I saw, and I'm betting you saw it as well. I found this very interesting. Supermarket carts fitted with sensors that could identify people at risk of a stroke. Did you see? And dozens of people were participating in this and were diagnosed apparently AFib, which, as we all know, Ken describes it as like a bag of worms beating in your heart. I was like, I'll carry that with me until my dying day, listening to you describe what atrial fibrillation is. But anyway, is this, talk about research, checking out people for a stroke by using a grocery cart. Is that far-fetched?
It's not far-fetched at all. You're wearing a wearable right now. We gave you this watch, which detects your pulse, your heart rate, and we're going to be adding to it your rhythm very shortly. We have a prototype, and we're just trying to get the FDA to approve it. We're running a study to confirm it, but it's the same technology, where you can put your hand on a sensor and it can see your heart rhythm. And all they did was embed it in the shopping cart and they detected whether the user had atrial fibrillation or not. It's kind of a nifty way to see if you're at risk of having a stroke. A third of strokes occur from this abnormal heart rhythm where the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms and creates clots that are propelled to the brain.
I'm not laughing about it. I love that description. Sorry.
Atrial fibrillation, many people with atrial fibrillation need strong blood thinner, and everyone needs at least an aspirin and some even more stronger anticoagulation. And talk to your friendly cardiologist, and they'll tell you how to dramatically lower your risk of getting a stroke if you have atrial fibrillation.
Right. And how many of your, what percentage of your patients do you think have atrial AFib?
Atrial fibrillation, as we age, gets to be a very common problem. As you go from 60, 70, and 80, maybe up to 13% of people in their 80s have it. It's a very common abnormality, abnormal heart rhythm. There's an inherited component to it, but it's especially a problem of aging. It can be due to many other reasons, coronary, lung issues, many, many reasons, thyroid issues, why you get atrial fibrillation.
Dr. Ken continues here. Good Day Health. Questions for Dr. Ken. That comes up next here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, the Good Day program, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please do yourself a favor. If you're not happy or you're concerned about maybe a diagnosis, something's bothering you, something's eating at you, and something needs clarification, do what I do. Call whenever I get, well, I'm lucky because I have Ken's number. I call him day and night. Well, we're friends because, you know, we've been together for a long time, so we talk about a lot of things. Our children, not necessarily always health-related, but you can get to Dr. Ken by calling his office, 352-735-1400. That's for Ken at Lake Cardiology. Telemedicine is a marvelous thing, a great tool, and it can be used for connections all around the world. So here's an award-winning cardiologist at your service, 352-735-1400. Okay, our job here in Good Day Health, answering questions, Dr. Ken, are there a lot of new malaria cases? I've seen, and I guess this is the reason for the question, that the I don't consider five people getting malaria to be a big deal, but this is down in Florida. Apparently in the last week or so, a number of people have come down with this mosquito-borne illness. Should we be worried?
Well, we just need to be aware of it, Doug. With the way people travel internationally, this is going to happen. And, you know, I think that we're just seeing this, and it does need to be, all of us need to be aware of this, especially doctors. When people present with signs and symptoms, they need to have it in their
what doctors call their differential of possibilities, because there have been some rare cases noted here in America recently.
All right. I think we mentioned earlier, I took a passing glance at tinnitus or things in your ear. I was asking about losing your balance and stuff. Apparently there is first maybe would you describe for the listener or listeners what tinnitus is? And I'm pronouncing, I always wonder whether it's tinnitus, tinnitus. My father had it, and it was a problem, certainly, for him, balance and otherwise. So what is it, and what is there around, hope-wise, to reduce the problem?
Well, Doug, tinnitus is when you experience ringing or other noises in one or both of your ears. The noise you hear when you have tinnitus isn't caused by an external sound, and other people usually cannot hear it. It's a common problem, about 15 to 20% of people, and especially older adults have it. You know, it sounds like a buzzing, roaring, clicking, hissing, or humming. And the doctors who specialize in this are the ear, nose, and throat doctors. And if you're losing your hearing or if you're getting dizziness, this can all be due to accompany tinnitus, an important reason to see the doctor. If you're experiencing anxiety or depression from this, another important reason to see the doctor. And if in any way this is bothering you, please see a doctor. There are problems associated with this. As I said, you can have hearing loss, ear infections. It can be related to a head or neck injury. Some medications can cause tinnitus, and you need to make sure with the doctor. Yes.
Really?
Antibiotics, cancer drugs, water pills, some of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We talked about malaria, Doug. Anti-malarial drugs can do it, and antidepressants. Meniere's disease, eustachian tube dysfunction, muscle spasms in the inner ear, TMJ, a neuroma in the head or neck, blood vessel disorders. All of these can do it. Thyroid problems, migraine, anemia, autoimmune disease. Very common. The risk factors is loud noise exposure, especially as you're younger. These MP3 players, concerts, all an issue. Men are more likely to get it. Older people more likely. Tobacco and alcohol can contribute, and other health problems like obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, history of arthritis, all can be related to this. Use hearing protections, turn down the volume, take care of your cardiovascular health, limit caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine. These are the ways to try and help prevent it.
I always wondered whether at the end of the line, me having worn headsets doing radio 4 or 5 hours a day for 57 years, if that's going to affect. I have a little ringing in my ears, but I don't know if it's from that or not. All right, but there's some good info, always good info. Questions for Dr. Ken, keep them coming. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.